It's Thursday afternoon,
which means it's time to rattle the cage with Mark Spud Carroll.
Oh, yes, who would have thought he's back for one more? How good's this? Another chapter of this is fantastic, rattling the cage with Spud Carroll. Well, I'm done here. I've done four oldies. I'm going to try and revisit the brain, give it a bit of a tickle up, and see what I can come out with. But also, I've got a new one.
Oh, yes.
So number five. My good mate, Desi Hasler, otherwise should be known as Desi Hedler. How much bloody hair has he got? I can't believe the way his hairstyle's gone. The last episode, which was last weekend, it looked like he put his finger in a PowerPoint. Boom! It was out on the side. But the crazy thing about it is that he kept saying, and it's his favourite thing, he always goes, sorry, can you speak up? Sorry, can you speak up? You know what's happened? If you zoom in on his ears, he's got that much hair in there. His hair's pleated.
Sorry?
It's pleated. It's crossed over. That's why he can't hear. That's why he says sorry. So, Desi, go and get a haircut and pull those hairs out of your ears. Number four. Bit of a segue. I've learnt new words
how
since I've been
here. How do you spell
segue? Segway.
How would you spell it?
S-E-G-E-W-A-Y. No. Segway. I'm going to talk about hair again.
Yeah.
And, this is in areas where, as I said, there's no parlours at the moment. Parlours. So there's hair everywhere. And the other day at Spud's gym, doing some bench press with a female client, and I noticed, pubic hair out of the armpits.
Oh, what?
You still call it armpit? Or do you call them pubic hairs? They're too long. They're way too long. So I brought it up and said, have you ever been listening to Look Good, Feel Good, Smell Good? What you need to do? Yeah, I've had to bring it up. No, I can't look at it.
No.
Go and buy yourself some there. Put it on for 4 minutes, not five, and give yourself a good cleanup. Wow. Right?
How'd that go down?
And then she goes, what do you want me? I said, because you'll feel and you'll look like a seal. So anyone out there, if you're too hairy in a lot of areas, get some Nair hair removal. We'll get it from any chemist warehouse. 4 minutes, and it's off. Five, you'll burn things. Round two. I'm going to rattle Parramatta. The end of the season in Parramatta, seriously. The rattle said 2 weeks ago, don't go resting players. It's called momentum. We had the Energizer man, Brownie, jammed a couple of double D's straight up there. He killed it from the back fence. Guess what? Then they rest eight players. Next week, flat as a tack. One try of one kick. No attack. Move on. Number two. Oh, this one's it's about dogs. It's one of my pet hates. Haha, you like that? This involves dogs doing a shit.
Oh,
I can't say it any other way. Why do owners have to stand there and stare? They just stand there. Do you think the dog doesn't look back over his shoulder and go, mate, what are you looking at? Then you hear the comments come out of the bloke's mouth. Oh, wow, that's a big one. Oh, gee, you must be feeling better now, big fella. Oh, that could not have come out of your guts. Seriously, if these dogs had feelings, they have got feelings, but if they could talk, can you imagine them walking through the house, go past the bathroom door, you're sitting there doing an egg of Brit, okay, the door's open, he would say, close the bloody door, you reckon I want to see you doing your own little shit?
Thank you very much. Yes, April's waiting for the news. Thank you very much, Spudley. Righto, Spud, we'll let you do it. You're down to number one for your rattle the cage.
Well, I've done the best of, haven't I? I've come back from the dark and I've got the best of. This is my number one. It's regards the West Tigers. Finally, some great news for my man, the Madge Maguire. He's there next year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to rattle the cage for one last time. These players have actually played for the West Tigers. Joel, on numerous occasions, and some were massive days, like the Tom Radonikis days, they did not aim up. So word comes to mind for the rattler. I call them sooks. I'll say it again. Sooks! A sook to the rattler is someone who whinge all the time. This year, no doubt they would have complained about, oh my God, my free food is cold. My bed's too hard. Don't pay for me bed either. And also their coat squares too much. But the rattler, they hope they get some new players. But what they need to do, they need to get these players who want to play for this badge, meaning the West Tigers badge. For the rattler, it all comes down to the bloke at the top. The top dog. The boss. The head honcho. The Tony Soprano. The boss, you know who you are. But firstly, the rattler wants to do this to you. You need to change your dress code. You need to get rid of your T-shirt. You need the Rattler to take you to MJ Bail, get your beautiful suit, and then attack and sign some players. Mic drop.